Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening. With you for the full three, we ask you to download the Odyssey app. If you're not in the car as much, you want to listen in, put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. Take your smartphone, take your Alexa speakers, take your tablet, take your brick phone, your Roomba, your Atari 2600. Whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929thegame on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to be a part of the show is to follow us on our personal Twitter pages at JMCH316. That's your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. On the other side of the glass, producing as always, Day-Day is in the house at the D. Lewis for real. Well, busy show tonight. We've got a lot to get into with you here. You heard the promo just a few minutes ago that All Elite Wrestling, AEW, will be at Gas South Arena in Duluth coming up tomorrow night. I think they're actually filming Collision along with it. That's their Saturday night show because as soon as they leave here, they're going to be headed this weekend to London, England in Wembley Stadium. So 7:40 tonight, we are going to talk live with Darby Allin, one of their young stars. Very much looking forward to talking with him. He's got a lot of that Jeff Hardy in him for the good and the bad. I like the kid. It's just he's not going to last long if he starts throwing himself through multiples of tables and taking some of those crazy bumps that he takes. But we'll talk to Darby Allin coming up here at 7:40. Let's get in with the Atlanta Braves. They took it on the chin last night. Things were looking good. They had come back and took a lead 4-3, and then the Mets just stomped them 10-4 last night. So now we've had a couple of corresponding moves. So Alan Winans, who made the start last night, he's on the bus to Buford. So again, we're doing this whole Smyrna to Buford and back. You know, again, I'm guessing the way it worked is Jared Schuster, who's been called up, he was in Buford. He got on the Partridge Family bus. He took the excursion over to Truist Park. And then Alan Winans jumped on the bus, and they went back to Buford. So, again, I hope that this is a natural gas bus. It's not polluting the atmosphere because there's a lot of smog from those buses, and they're traveling back and forth quite a bit. So hopefully that they are, you know, what, clean energy or whatever the deal is. I mean, maybe nuclear. I mean, do they run on nuclear? Do they run like MARTA buses, that Partridge Family bus, on nuclear? I know we run our subs and aircraft carriers on nuclear, but I don't know if we do buses nowadays. But we just want clean energy, not with all that smog going back and forth across the top end of the perimeter and back and forth all of these different trips. So, and again, it makes sense just to have that extra arm available in the bullpen if need be. But Bryce Elder goes tonight. And look, he had a magnificent start, his last start. And that was very much needed. You know, against the Yankees, the seven innings, one hit, no earned runs, three walks and three strikeouts on 94 pitches. An outstanding effort against a good offense. Because, again, we had talked about he had been kind of beat up and banged around over the month of June and into early August. You know, he'd given up the two previous starts in August. He'd given up five runs in each of those starts. He'd pitched nine and a third inning with 10 runs given up. Actually, 10 earned runs. He gave up 12 total runs in those two starts to start off August with. And believe it or not, Day-Day, we're next weekend is the 1st of September? Phew!
Yep, Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend coming up next weekend. Holy cow. Man, it's going by fast. But Elder certainly needed a good start. Let's see if he can piggyback off this start. Let's see if he can give two good starts in a row. We certainly need him to get back to the form that he was in the early part of the season. Remember, his first 11 starts, he had a 1.93 ERA after 11 starts. The next 11 starts, 5.07 ERA. That's a big difference. And again, I know that rookie pitchers go through all kinds of different things and such like that, but we're going to be counting on him to be one of our starters in the playoffs. You're going to need that fourth starter because right now it's Morton, Strider, Fried, and it's Bryce Elder. And we need him to pitch like he's pitched, you know, times last year, first part of this year. And I know he's young and got a lot of youth to him, and you're not going to probably know for a year or two what he's really going to be, but we need him. And if he can get back to the form that he was in the early part of the season, it's going to make all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. Because, again, as we've seen, you can't have enough starting pitching, right? You got guys throwing up in buckets. You got guys coming back from obliques. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves losing in the first round to the Philadelphia Phillies. That can't happen with this team. Cannot happen with this team. This team is way too talented, way too good. And we're going to talk about, you know, the numbers that they're putting up here in just a few minutes. But again, this team is way too talented to just whiz away this year. Like, I'm going to be laser focused on, hey, we got to get ourselves to the World Series. Nothing about this team that doesn't say World Series bound. Sorry. But again, it has to be that way. So we'll keep you up to date about what goes on here all night long with the Atlanta Braves as they look to bounce back against the New York Mets. And again, I hate the Mets. I mean, I don't like them at all. We get ready for Thursday night and preseason game number three, the finale of this trilogy of preseason games. Believe it or not, I mean, we're, you know, again, what are we, like less than or a couple of weeks away or whatever from, you know, opening of NFL season? I believe that, what, is it a week from Thursday night is the opening of NFL season? Do I have that right, Day-Day? I think that's the official opening.
September 7th, the week of September 7th. So that's a week from, yeah, Monday, right? Because the third, what is it? We got 30 days?
No, it's it'll be 2 weeks from.
2 weeks.
Two weeks from Thursday.
From Thursday, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I was trying to think about what the schedule is. It's 2 weeks from Thursday that's opening night in the NFL. Crazy to think, but Thursday, September 14th, Minnesota in Philadelphia, that will be opening night in the NFL. So, again, it's coming quick. We'll get through this preseason. We'll start making cuts. We'll start getting ready. Then we can really evaluate the roster. And, again, obviously, seeing about whether or not the Falcons are going to make any moves. Now, we'll talk to our guy, Steve Weiss, about all of this. We'll hear from him at 8:20. We'll break down some Falcons, and we'll get a little bit of a taste of a couple of other stories and things around the NFL as well. But we'll talk to our guy, Steve Weiss, friend of the show, Steve Weiss, here coming up at 8:20. And a couple of quarterback announcements that have been made in the world of college football. Kirby Smart officially announced that Carson Beck will be the starting quarterback for the University of Georgia. Might be the least surprising thing imaginable, but obviously big shoes to fill after Stetson Bennett the last couple of years and back-to-back national titles. But I think Carson Beck is a capable quarterback. I don't really have any problems or issues with him. This made all the sense in the world. Obviously, he's the veteran. He's got all the experience, so no real surprise there that he has been named the starter. And, you know, talking to Chip Towers, you know, when we were talking with Chip last week, he thinks that this team is going to open it up and throw it. He thinks with that wide receiver group and Beck being able to huck it around, he thinks that they're going to open this thing up. Is this transition from, you know, from the old idea of running the football, and especially because of some of the, you know, the injuries to, you know, running backs, and obviously, you know, not really having that kind of just bell cow running back that Georgia has typically been used to having? But, you know, this, he said that this may be a team that is going to huck it around. And they certainly have plenty of personnel with tight ends and wide receivers out the yin-yang for it. So we'll see if this is that Nick Saban transition from pounded on the inside to, hey, let's spread you out and huck it around. Again, I'll believe it when I see it. But certainly Mike Bobo is going to have a lot of influence with Kirby Smart and obviously – you know, again, an accomplished offensive coordinator. So again, I'll believe it when the Ghostbuster said we are ready to believe you when all of this happens. And then Georgia Tech has named Haynes King their starting quarterback, beating out Zach Pyron. No real surprise. Again, Haynes King, the transfer out of Texas A&M. You know, you don't transfer somewhere, you know, on a Haynes King level and not think you're going to be the starting quarterback. So he had opened up each of the past two seasons as A&M starter before transferring in December. He has been competing with redshirt freshman Zach Pyron, but Brent Key sent, who's set to enter his first full season as a Tech's permanent coach, said that on Tuesday that he informed both players of his decision and he's going to be the starter. Brett Key telling reporters earlier today, I'm not putting King on a short leash. I don't want the starting quarterback to go out there and feel like if he makes one mistake, he's going to get yanked. That's not the world we are living in. Both guys will have to be prepared. We can win with both players. So, again, no real surprise there. I don't think that there was much doubt you know, that Haynes King was going to be the starter. And like I said, you don't have a kid like that transfer into your program without the idea or the thought process that, you know, he's going to be your starter. Like, you don't think about him not being your starter. So, again, we'll see what this offense looks like. It's got some rebuilding to it. They're decent at running back. You know, wide receivers maybe a little bit iffy, but you know, again, they look to kind of get this offense on track, and they look to have some good quarterback play, which is something we haven't seen in a while. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of great quarterback play out of Georgia Tech's, you know, group of guys over the last handful of years, and part of that was the offensive system that they ran that really hamstrung quarterbacks. But you know, as we head into a more kind of modernized offense for Georgia Tech, let's see what they have, you know, from not just their quarterback, but from some other offensive personnel. So, again, it's going to be interesting. Tech's going to play Louisville here at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the final year, by the way, too, of the Chick-fil-A Kickoff Classic, right? What's it going to be, Day-Day? It's going from Chick-fil-A to, oh gosh, I had this before. I can't remember what they're going to be, but this is going to be the last year that is going to be sponsored in the Kickoff Classic by Chick-fil-A. And you know, again, it's, you know, things change and sponsors change and all this good kind of stuff, but Louisville and Georgia Tech, they'll get underway opening weekend in the world of college football. Oh, AFLAC. Yes, that's who it is, AFLAC. So, yes. So, oh, my God, we're going to get bombarded with all those Ducks commercials and all that good kind of stuff. So, anyway. All right, 404-726-0929, phone line. Can the Braves set the team home run record that was set just literally a couple of years ago? We'll talk about that next and get your thoughts as well. Chuckery hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. All right, 404-726-0929. That's both our phone line and our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We're asking you the question, do you think the Braves can set the team home run record this year? You know, when you look at the home runs that this team has hit, and by the way, they've hit 237 home runs in 124 games. That puts them right on pace, 309 or 310, depending on how you went around it, 309, 310, and that would give them the all-time record. The all-time record, by the way, if you don't know, is the Minnesota Twins in 2019. They hit 307 home runs. And the New York Yankees that same exact year hit 306 home runs. That's a staggering amount, but that's modern-day baseball, right? I mean, that's the way modern-day baseball is played. It's all about home runs and strikeouts and, you know, all that good kind of stuff. I mean, it's just it's a different game than previously. And when you look at that Minnesota Twins team in 2019, and they had a record of 101-61. They were first in the AL Central. They lost in the divisional series to the New York Yankees that year. But look at their roster that year. Mitch Garver, their catcher, 31 homers. CJ Cron, their first baseman, 25 homers. Jonathan Schoop, second baseman, 23 homers. Jorge Polanco, shortstop, 22 homers. Miguel Sano, their young, really good third baseman, 34 homers. Eddie Rosario was on that team. Crazy to think about. He could be on the top two teams all time in baseball history for home runs by a team. Eddie Rosario hit 32 homers with 109 runs. Byron Buxton had 10 homers. Max Kepler had 36 homers. And the old-time DH, the ultimate DH weapon, Nelson Cruz, had 41 homers that year. And they even had a couple of guys on their bench. Marwin Gonzalez was a utility player. He had 15 homers. Jason Castro was their other catcher. He had 13 homers. They got 44 homers out of the catcher position. So they mashed it. I mean, big time. That was a mashed team. Now look at this team. You know, Murphy's got 20 homers. Olsen's got 43. Ozzie has got 28. Orlando Arcia's got 14. 29 for Riley. 19 for Rosario. Michael Harris has 11. Ronnie's got 28. 26 for Ozuna. Darno's got 9 homers, playing part-time catcher, part-time DH, and all this good stuff. Now, it's been 50 years that the Braves, 50 years ago this year, when the Braves had their 340 home run hitters, Davey Johnson, Hank Aaron, and Darrell Evans. Three guys with 40 homers. Can they do the same thing? Obviously, Olsen's already at 40 homers, but Ronnie is pushing toward that number. Ozzie's pushing toward that number, but I don't think Ozzie's going to get there. He's out. I don't think he's going to get that kind of number. Obviously, Austin Riley can get hot in a heartbeat, and he can find a way at 29 homers. And even Marcell Ozuna, say what you will. But again, he's got 26 homers right now, and he's only played in 108 games. It's a pretty, I mean, again, when we talk about one trick pony, I mean, he's got pretty good numbers for only 108 games. So I definitely think that the Braves could do something that they haven't done in 50 years and have 340 home run hitters. And I certainly think that when you look, this Braves team, you know, again, this has been talked about as arguably the best lineup in Braves history. Obviously, one of the most productive just offensive teams in Braves history. I still go back to 2003. That was a remarkable year. And it's the modern-day run scored record for the Atlanta Braves. Now, they've scored 719 runs, so they got to score, over the next what's 162 minus 124? 48 games? No. 38 games. 38 games. They got to score in the next 38 games a couple of hundred runs, which certainly is possible. They're averaging almost 6 runs a game, and they've had some big offensive outbursts. But this lineup has been remarkable. And as we've said, and this is, one of the first times that we've seen a team have this many 25 home run hitters, and you figure Murphy's going to be somewhere between 20 and 30 homers. Orlando Arcia is going to push toward 20 homers, I should say. Certainly Ozuna, Ronnie, Riley, and Ozzie are all going to be over 30 home runs. So it is a remarkable lineup. But if you look, I mean, the pace is right now that's where they're pacing. And obviously this team doesn't really care about who's pitching against them, right? Like, it doesn't seem like that it really matters, what team is pitching against the Braves, right? And if you look at what their schedule is, again, there are some good teams that they play, but it's all a mixed bag. I mean, right? I mean, they'll play the Giants again. They'll play the Rockies. So that's their trip out to Coors Field where they can rack up a whole bunch of numbers. They'll play the Dodgers in Chavez Ravine, still one of the toughest places to hit Major League Baseball. Cardinals, Pirates are dreadful. Philadelphia, 4 games in the middle of September, that's a bandbox. That's one of the better home run hitting parks in baseball. The Marlins, that's where baseballs go to die. That's like the hitting out of the Grand Canyon. Nationals, and then Cubs at home, and then home with the Washington Nationals. So there's certainly plenty of opportunity for the Braves to continue to pile up these kinds of numbers. Certainly plenty of opportunity with the mix of both the teams that they play and the parks that they have to play in. Again, especially 3 games in Colorado and 4 games in Philadelphia. Like, that's 2 of the best home run parks in all of baseball, right? Those are hitters' paradises. And you'd expect that the Braves would be able to pound the daylights out of the baseball from there. So, again, it's been remarkable, the change in the way baseball is played. And, again, when a team hit 200 home runs in a season, that was a real accomplishment. I mean, in the 70s and 80s, if you hit 200 homers as a team, that was rarefied air. Now teams are at 300. It's crazy to think that the Twins and Yankees had over 300 homers in a 162-game season. It's just kind of a remarkable accomplishment, and the Braves are going right after that record. So I'll predict that the Braves will set not just the franchise record, but I think that they can have the all-time record in a season. And they'll finish. I think they'll finish somewhere about 310. Like, there'll be a couple. Now, again, we'll probably see somebody in a year or two that'll break that record. You know, again, these records are all falling by the wayside as Ronnie leads off with a single, and hopefully he's going to steal here. But it has been a remarkable season offensively. And, you know, again, we'll see what happens come playoff time, because teams don't normally just mash their way through the playoffs. Playoffs are a whole different animal. You got to move runners along. You got to play some defense. Guys are looking to strike out, you know, players. I mean, people get antsy up there. You know, they you know, kind of pucker up in the pressure, in the big moments and stuff like that. And so, you know, again, outs without contact become a premium. Every time you put the ball in play on a defense, you know, something can happen. And it feels like in the playoffs, something always does happen when balls go into play and you have to force defenses to have to make plays all over the, you know, yard. So, but certainly, you know, this team has accomplished a lot, even if they don't set the record, even if they, you know, end up with whatever, 280, 290, you know, home runs and don't actually have the record for all of it, it still would be a remarkable accomplishment. And it would probably put, you know, the Braves in, you know, again, maybe their best lineup in history. Maybe it will be their best lineup ever. Like I said, I still lean more toward 2003, and maybe I'm nostalgic for that team, but this team has been remarkable, up and down, and we've talked a lot about just how much turning this lineup over with their 7, 8, and 9 hitters has meant. That's been the whole key to this lineup, has been the idea of 7, 8, 9. 2003 didn't even have, I mean, obviously they still didn't have the DH, you know, in 2003. Pitchers were still hitting at that time, but they certainly didn't have, you know, the kind of depth on this, the way this lineup is in 2003. There's not really an easy roster spot or, you know, opening, you know, in this lineup. I mean, you even say Orlando Arcia, but he's got 14 homers and he's hit 282, right? I mean, there is not really an easy out, and we've talked about this a good bit this season because it has been remarkable how much production they've gotten out of the bottom of their order. You could literally have 8 guys in your starting lineup that will push toward, well, let me put it like this. You'll have probably at least 2, 4, 6, you have at least 6 guys that'll be over 25 homers. Probably could have at least a couple of guys that are 40 homer guys, and probably 3 or 4 guys that are somewhere in that 30 plus home run range. That is pretty remarkable. And yes, the Braves do play in a good home run stadium, but again, this has been a special group. Like, this team has played here for a few years. There isn't anything different about this stadium, or they didn't move the fences in or anything like that. You know, they haven't changed up the dynamics of the stadium and the construction of the outfield and the dimensions and all that stuff. None of that stuff has happened. But I'll predict that the Braves do end up, you know, setting the all-time Major League mark for home runs in a season, and they'll beat the Minnesota Twins 307 homers. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to AEW superstar Darby Allin as they are in town tomorrow night for a big show for Dynamite coming up at 8 o'clock on Wednesday evening. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 99 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, John Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. As we get ready for tomorrow night, AEW Wrestling. Going to be live from Gas South Arena in Duluth. You can go to allelitewrestling.com, get tickets there online. It's going to be a taping of both Dynamite and obviously Collision will be a part of it because they're getting ready to go over to jolly old London, England for the all-in pay-per-view at Wembley Stadium. Going to be arguably maybe the second biggest crowd in the history of wrestling next to that North Korea show that WCW ran a few years, so well, 25 years ago, I guess, at this point, maybe closer to 30 years ago at this point. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to one of the young superstars in AEW, a guy that I'm really excited to talk to, Darby Allin, joining me here, and you can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Darby Allin. Darby, really appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta. Thanks for joining me on the show tonight.
Yo, what up?
You know, Darby, you have got a real charisma about you, and, you know, people really gravitate and fans really get behind you in your matches and just your personality. Can you feel that when you're in the ring and in front of people? Like, there's just a natural, you know, chemistry that you have with fans that they really gravitate to you.
Yeah, no, there's times I feel, especially the younger crowd, you know, you look into the crowd, you see like little kids with their face painted, and you know that you're leaving a lasting impression on them. It's a pretty cool feeling. But yeah, man, like the connection with the crowd, I definitely feel it. It's a beautiful thing, especially when you're going out there doing some gnarly stuff like jumping off a 20-foot ladder. It's good to have the love from the people.
Well, you know, and I've had Jeff Hardy on the show before, and I know that there's been a lot of comparisons, you know, between you two guys. I mean, do you kind of sense that kind of comparison? Obviously he's now part of AEW. You know, there has been, you know, whether it's the face paint or the crazy bumps and things like that, like there has been these comparisons to that. Do you see that comparison, or, you know, are you really trying to be more of just like your own unique person?
I'm my own self. You know, I'm inspired by like skateboarding, punk rock, all that thing, like, you know, action sports. I love Jeff more than anybody growing up, but when I made it like an actual starting to be a professional wrestler, I never once was like, yo, I got to be just like Jeff Hardy. I was like more like, hey, I got to be the first Darby Allin. And I've, you know, focused really hard on that to put everything into it. So I get the comparison, but I don't like strive for it.
AEW wrestling superstar Darby Allin joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So obviously we've got the show coming up tomorrow night. You can go to allelitewrestling.com and get tickets for the Gas South Arena. You know, again, you've got the event coming up in Wembley this weekend with the all-in pay-per-view. You know, again, I said it. I mean, it's arguably going to be the second biggest attended wrestling event in history. I mean, next to the North Korea show. You know, how crazy is just the idea of being out in front of 70 or 80,000 people? I mean, I know you've been, you know, on the independent scene for a while, but this is a whole nother level when you talk about performing in front of this kind of crowd.
Yeah, man. Like, literally, AEW's been around for about 4 years now. So if you think about what we've accomplished in 4 years, that's unheard of. And to be there from the start has been incredible because I've seen it grow. You know, I was there during the pandemic when there were zero people in the audience. I've wrestled with zero people. I've wrestled with thousands of people. The 80,000 is going to be a whole new level. I'm excited, but kind of worried what I'm capable of doing with such a big crowd. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what kind of shit, again, I'm going to get myself into.
Well, again, you've got Swerve and AR Fox, and you guys are going to have a coffin match. So, again, I'm familiar with the concept of coffin matches, but, again, is this one of those things where you don't hold back, you pull out all the stops? I mean, you can't be afraid to just throw it all on the line in a match like this?
Yeah, you can't. You literally can't have any hesitation. And if there's one night to go to the hospital, Sunday nights that night.
Well, listen, hopefully, again, before you get into, you know, all of that, I mean, hopefully, again, you're not going to do anything too crazy leading into, you know, the match on Sunday. I mean, obviously, we got the show coming up here tomorrow night, and I want to see you in one piece. I don't want to see you in multiple pieces come Sunday, so keep yourself together. I mean, whether, you know, again, listen, you can just have a good old-fashioned, old-school wrestling match tomorrow night and save all of the stuff for Sunday.
I don't think that's possible. I don't know if you've been keeping up with everything, but, man, they've done some crazy things to us, so there's no way I'm just going to have a standard tag match. Well, that's, you know, that's what I was thinking about this whole, like, leading up to Wembley. I'm like, man, I got to try to stay safe and, you know, stay in one piece. But, dude, it's hard, man. I don't have any gear except literally like 100%. Like, I can't half-ass anything. So, hopefully I make it out in one piece tomorrow night, but can't make any promises.
AEW's young superstar Darby Allin joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I've had Tony Khan on the show, and I like Tony a lot, and he seems like a fun guy to work for. I mean, how has this been? I mean, with obviously all the success that you guys have had within the promotion, how has it been, I mean, working with Tony Khan? And it feels like, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, he's going through some of the same growing pains that the wrestlers and the performers have gone through.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things, you know, about working with Tony Khan. It baffles me that people can take it for granted. I don't know if people realize how fortunate we are to be wrestling at such a high level with such an open-minded owner. What you see out there is 100% Darby Allin. Nobody tells me how to walk, talk, or act. It's 100% me. And to have that free reign, you know, to collab with Tony and create such good storylines leading to Wembley, you know, the pro wrestling's like biggest event. You literally can't say enough good things. Like, I'm super stoked on everything and my whole growth with AEW, but just them just letting me be me. And plus, you know, I haven't shied away from this. I always tell Tony, maybe I'm the worst businessman in professional wrestling because there's never going to be a bidding war for Darby.
Well, you know,
that's because I love it. I love AEW so much. Like, I ain't playing games. Like, I'm not going to try to, like, say, oh, yeah, like, what if I went somewhere else? No, I'm just being real. That Darby Allin's going to live and die in AEW.
Well, you know, and I will say that over the last couple few months, your promo skills have really gotten good. Like, I mean, it feels like that there is a different level of comfort that you have now when doing promo, especially, you know, again, when they had the Pillars match, you know, against MJF and Sammy and all that, and Jungle Boy, you know, it really felt like you kind of came out of your shell and you really kind of blossomed in your promos. And that's been kind of a consistent theme here the last couple of months. Are you much more comfortable now doing the promos? I mean, it feels like that this kind of, you know, this blossoming or, you know, coming out and becoming this butterfly out of this cocoon, you know, this has really kind of taken off for you the last couple of months.
Yeah, well, honestly, I feel like, you know, I've always felt like I had something to say, but I never really truly believed, you know, I don't know. It's just hard, like, finding that hump to actually believe in yourself and mm-hmm. your word and everything like that. You know, I credit a lot to Rick Rubin, you know, with the meditation that he put me on and just like finding your true voice and being comfortable and like expressing yourself. Like, to me, like that was a big like hump that I got over and stuff. Cause like I said, I've always felt like I had a voice and I needed to connect to these fans that were watching because I felt like I had something to say, but it's just finding it within yourself of like pulling it out. So I'd credit Rick Rubin for that with helping me with everything that he's done.
Darby, you obviously are doing so much with Sting. And, you know, back in the old days, and these are the old days, I mean, 20-plus years ago, I was a regular member at Sting's gym here in kind of the Smyrna, Marietta area, Main Event Fitness, that he and Lex Luger were kind of two of the owners that they were in. They were kind of the faces of that organization. And I used to see Sting all the time, you know, in the gym, and all the WCW guys back in all those days. How much fun has it been working with Sting? I mean, again, I know he's 62 years old. He's still doing some crazy things. That bump that he took a couple of weeks ago where he just, I thought he just was going to face plant on the table, but he's still doing some crazy things. I mean, how much fun has it been working with him, and how much of an inspiration is he? And maybe are you inspiring him to do some of this crazy stuff?
Well, he's actually 64 years old, which makes it crazier. But honestly, like with him, what I love the most is what you don't see on the cameras. The fact that he's the most humble, chill, giving, caring guy there is. And he's done so much in professional wrestling. The fact that he's so giving. I've met a lot of people that have done far less than Sting ever has or ever will, and they have such big egos, and they're unbearable to be around. And he is the most humble, chill guy. It's an amazing, you know, if there's one guy I could have been paired off with and it being him, like I'm super stoked. Like it's amazing. And he's, he inspires me to, never have an age be the limit of when you can stop getting crazy. It, you know, as long as, you know, you could be running people over in your wheelchair, you know, at 80, it's up to you. So
is it a mentoring thing? I mean, is it a situation where, you know, again, there are guys that take advice from veterans and then there are guys that don't. I mean, that there's, and again, everybody's unique as far as what they do, but do you kind of feel like he's been a mentor to you? Do you feel like a mentorship, you know, that kind of bond is formed where you feel like you can really trust his advice and he's giving you good advice?
No, absolutely. You know, it's a give and take. Like, you know, he trusts me with my creative outlook on things, and I trust him with just everything advice he gives me and tells me when to, like, you know, slow down or do this or do that. Like, it's definitely a mentorship, 100%, you know. I've learned so much from him. And, you know, during the pandemic, he saw me changing in the boiling room. And he's like, what are you doing in the boiling room? Why aren't you in a locker room? I was like, well, you know, I just really like some alone time, like just to think to myself. And he's like, all right, here's the deal. My locker room is your locker room now. So he literally, from now on, every time we're on a show, he's got his private locker room. I'm in there with him. He's opened his doors to me. So I can be around him all the time, and it's a great thing. Like, you know, I'd go down to his house in Texas. He comes down to my house down here in Georgia. I live in McDonough, you know, we just, he's there all, you know, he's a truly an actual good friend of mine now.
You know, Darby, a couple of years ago, and I can't remember the specific pay-per-view, but you and MJF had a match that opened up the show, and you guys really stole the show. I mean, you guys had a magnificent match. And I thought that they missed an opportunity with you and MJF just one-on-one for the title. Are we going to get back to that? Like, I really want to see you and MJF really. There, you have that charisma. You have the fans on your side. You know, I want to see you and MJF get hooked back up because, again, a couple of years ago, you guys really stole the show and had a magnificent match. I want to see that again. Like, I want to see you and him just go one-on-one, mano a mano, and may the best man win.
Yeah, well, if it's for the championship, who knows? You know, after All In, it could be him or Adam Cole. Like, you never know who's going to walk out of Wembley with that championship. But, you know, when it comes to MJF, I think we're always going to be kind of attached to the hip through our whole careers. You know, we kind of started around the same time with professional wrestling. We wrestled in like small shows in front of like 40 people. And it's like to see this growth with the both of us is like, it's a really interesting scenario we have, but I feel like we're always going to kind of be attached to the hip, and it could be for a championship. It could be for nothing. You know what I mean? Like whenever we step foot in that ring, it's always going to, I'm 100% going to bring it no matter who I'm in there with, but I feel like with MJF, there's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. John Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you as we get ready for tomorrow night. AEW Wrestling going to be live from Gas South Arena in Duluth. You can go to allelitewrestling.com, get tickets there online. It's going to be a taping of both Dynamite and obviously Collision will be a part of it, because they're getting ready to go over to jolly old London, England for the all-in pay-per-view at Wembley Stadium. Going to be arguably maybe the second biggest crowd in the history of wrestling, next to that North Korea show that WCW ran a few years, so all 25 years ago, I guess, at this point. Maybe closer to 30 years ago at this point. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to one of the young superstars in AEW, a guy that I'm really excited to talk to, Darby Allin, joining me here, and you can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Darby Allin. Darby, really appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta. Thanks for joining me on the show tonight.
Yo, what up?
You know, Darby, you have got a real charisma about you, and you know, people really gravitate and fans really get behind you in your matches and just your personality. Can you feel that when you're in the ring and in front of people? Like, there's just a natural, you know, chemistry that you have with fans that they really gravitate to you.
Yeah, no, there's times I feel, especially the younger crowd, you know, you look into the crowd and you see like little kids with their face paint and you know that you're leaving a lasting impression on them. It's a pretty cool feeling, but yeah, man, like the connection with the crowd, I definitely feel it. It's a beautiful thing, especially when you're going out there doing some gnarly stuff like jumping off a 20-foot ladder. It's good to have the love from the people.
Well, you know, and I've had Jeff Hardy on the show before, and I know that there's been a lot of comparisons, you know, between you two guys. I mean, do you kind of sense that kind of comparison? Obviously he's now part of AEW. You know, there has been, you know, whether it's the face paint or the crazy bumps and things like that, like, there has been these comparisons to that. Do you see that comparison, or, you know, are you really trying to be more of just like your own unique person?
I'm my own self. You know, I'm inspired by like skateboarding, punk rock, all that thing, like, you know, action sports. You know, I love Jeff more than anybody growing up. But when I made it like an actual starting to be a professional wrestler, I never once was like, yo, I got to be just like Jeff Hardy. I was like more like, hey, I got to be the first Darby Allin. And I've, you know, focused really hard on that to put everything into it. So I get the comparison, but I don't like strive for it.
AEW wrestling superstar Darby Allin joining me here on the WaitForward.com hotline. So obviously we've got the show coming up tomorrow night. You can go to allelitewrestling.com and get tickets for the Gas South Arena. You know, again, you've got the event coming up in Wembley this weekend with the All In pay-per-view. You know, again, I said it. I mean, it's arguably going to be the second biggest attended wrestling event in history. I mean, next to the North Korea show. You know, how crazy is just the idea of being out in front of 70 or 80,000 people? I mean, I know you've been, you know, on the independent scene for a while, but this is a whole nother level when you talk about performing in front of this kind of crowd.
Yeah, man. Like, literally, AEW has been around for about 4 years now. So if you think about what we've accomplished in 4 years, that's unheard of. And to be there from the start has been incredible because I've seen it grow. You know, I was there during the pandemic when there were zero people in the audience. I've wrestled with zero people. I've wrestled with thousands of people. The 80,000 is going to be a whole new level. I'm excited, but kind of worried what I'm capable of doing with such a big crowd. I don't know what's going to happen. Don't know what kind of shit, again, I'm going to get myself into.
Well, again, you've got Swerve and AR Fox, and you guys are going to have a coffin match. So, again, I'm familiar with the concept of coffin matches, but, again, is this one of those things where you don't hold back, you pull out all the stops? I mean, you can't be afraid to just throw it all on the line in a match like this?
Yeah, you can't. You literally can't have any hesitation. And if there's one night to go to the hospital, Sunday night's that night.
Well, listen, hopefully, again, before you get into, you know, all of that, I mean, hopefully, again, you're not going to do anything too crazy leading into, you know, the match on Sunday. I mean, obviously, we got the show coming up here tomorrow night, and I want to see you in one piece. I don't want to see you in multiple pieces come Sunday, so keep yourself together. I mean, whether, you know, again, listen, you can just have a good old-fashioned, old-school wrestling match tomorrow night and save all of the stuff for Sunday.
I don't think that's possible. I don't know if you've been keeping up with everything, but, man, they've done some crazy things to us, so there's no way I'm just going to have a standard tag match. Well, that's what I was thinking about this whole, like, leading up to Wembley. I'm like, man, I got to try to stay safe and, you know, stay in one piece. But, dude, it's hard, man. I don't have any gear except literally like 100%. Like, I can't half-ass anything. So, hopefully I make it out in one piece tomorrow night, but can't make any promises.
AEW's young superstar Darby Allin joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I've had Tony Khan on the show, and I like Tony a lot, and he seems like a fun guy to work for. I mean, how How has this been? I mean, with obviously all the success that you guys have had within the promotion, how has it been, I mean, working with Tony Khan? And it feels like, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, he's going through some of the same growing pains that the wrestlers and the performers have gone through.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things, you know, about working with Tony Khan. It baffles me that people can take it for granted. I don't know if people realize how fortunate we are to be wrestling at such a high level with such an open-minded owner. What you see out there is 100% Darby Allin. Nobody tells me how to walk, talk, or act. It's 100% me. And to have that free reign, you know, to collab with Tony and create such good storylines leading to Wembley, you know, the pro wrestling's like biggest event. You literally can't say enough good things. I'm super stoked on everything and my whole growth with AEW, but just them just letting me be me. And plus, you know, I haven't shied away from this. I always tell Tony maybe I'm the worst businessman in professional wrestling because there's never going to be a bidding war for Darby.
That's because I
love it. I love AEW so much. I ain't playing games. Like, I'm not going to try to, like, say, oh, yeah, like, what if I went somewhere else? No, I'm just being real. That Darby Allin's going to live and die in AEW.
Well, you know, and I will say that over the last couple few months, your promo skills have really gotten good. Like, I mean, it feels like that there is a different level of comfort that you have now when doing promo, especially, you know, again, when they had the Pillars match, you know, against MJF and Sammy and all that, and Jungle Boy, you know, it really felt like you kind of came out of your shell and you really kind of blossomed in your promos. And that's been kind of a consistent theme here the last couple of months. Are you much more comfortable now doing the promos? I mean, it feels like that this kind of, you know, this blossoming or, you know, coming out and becoming this butterfly out of this cocoon, you know, this has really kind of taken off for you the last couple of months.
Yeah, well, honestly, I feel like, you know, I've always felt like I had something to say, but I never really truly believed, you know, I don't know. It's just hard, like, finding that hump to actually believe in yourself and mm-hmm. your word and everything like that. You know, I credit a lot to Rick Rubin, you know, with the meditation that he put me on and just like finding your true voice and being comfortable and like expressing yourself. Like, to me, like, that was a big like hump that I got over and stuff. Cause like I said, I've always felt like I had a voice and I needed to connect to these fans that were watching because I felt like I had something to say, but it's just finding it within yourself of like pulling it out. So I'd credit Rick Rubin for that with helping me with everything that he's done.
Darby, you obviously are doing so much with Sting and, you know, back in the old days, and these are the old days, I mean, 20 plus years ago, I was a regular member at Sting's gym here in kind of the Smyrna, Marietta area, Main Event Fitness, that he and Lex Luger were kind of two of the owners that they were in. They were kind of the faces of that organization. And I used to see Sting all the time, you know, in the gym and all the WCW guys back in all those days. How much fun has it been working with Sting? I mean, again, I know he's 62 years old. He's still doing some crazy things. That bump that he took a couple of weeks ago where I thought he just was going to face plant on the table, but he's still doing some crazy things. I mean, how much fun has it been working with him, and how much of an inspiration is he? And maybe are you inspiring him to do some of this crazy stuff?
Well, he's actually 64 years old, which makes it crazier. But honestly, like with him, what I love the most is what you don't see on the cameras. The fact that he's the most humble, chill, giving, caring guy there is. And he's done so much in professional wrestling. The fact that he's so giving. I've met a lot of people that have done far less than Sting ever has or ever will, and they have such big egos, and they're unbearable to be around. And he is the most humble, chill guy. It's an amazing, you know, if there's one guy I could have been paired off with, and it being him, like, I'm super stoked. Like, it's amazing. And he's, he inspires me to never have an age be the limit of when you can stop getting crazy. It, you know, as long as, you know, you could be running people over in your wheelchair, you know, at 80, it's up to you. So
is it a mentoring thing? I mean, is it a situation where, you know, again, there are guys that take advice from veterans and then there are guys that don't. I mean, that there's and again, everybody's unique as far as what they do. But do you kind of feel like he's been a mentor to you? Do you feel like a mentorship, you know, that kind of bond is formed where you feel like you can really trust his advice and he's giving you good advice?
No, absolutely. You know, it's a give and take. Like, you know, he trusts me with my creative outlook on things, and I trust him with just everything advice he gives me and tells me when to, like, you know, slow down or do this or do that. Like, it's definitely a mentorship, 100%. You know, I've learned so much from him. And, you know, during the pandemic, he saw me changing in the boiling room, and he's like, "What are you doing in the boiling room? Why aren't you in a locker room?" I was like, "Well, you know, I just really like some alone time, like just to think to myself." And he's like, "All right, here's the deal. My locker room is your locker room now." So he literally, from now on, every time we're on a show, he's got his private locker room. I'm in there with him. He's opened his doors to me so I can be around him all the time. And it's a great thing. Like, you know, I'd go down to his house in Texas. He'd come down to my house down here in Georgia. I live in McDonough. You know, he's there all, you know, he's truly an actual good friend of mine now.
You know, Darby, couple of years ago, and I can't remember the specific pay-per-view, but you and MJF had a match that opened up the show, and you guys really stole the show. I mean, you guys had a magnificent match, and I thought that they missed an opportunity with you and MJF just one-on-one for the title. Are we going to get back to that? Like, I really want to see you and MJF really there. You have that charisma. You have the fans on your side. You know, I want to see you and MJF get hooked back up because, again, a couple of years ago, you guys really stole the show and had a magnificent match. I want to see that again. Like, I want to see you and him just go one-on-one, mano a mano, and may the best man win.
Yeah, well, if it's for the championship, who knows? You know, after All In, it could be him or Adam Cole. Like, you never know who's going to walk out of Wembley with that championship. But, you know, when it comes to MJF, I think we're always going to be kind of attached to the hip through our whole careers. You know, we kind of started around the same time with professional wrestling. We wrestled in like small shows in front of like 40 people. And it's like to see this growth with the both of us is like, it's a really interesting scenario we have, but I feel like we're always going to kind of be attached to the hip, and it could be for a championship. It could be for nothing. You know what I mean? Like whenever we step foot in that ring, it's always going to, I'm 100% going to bring it no matter who I'm in there with, but I feel like with MJF, there's a certain level of you need to step up. So I'm looking forward to see how this whole thing plays out with him and Adam. So,
last question for you, Darby. Who do you think you have the best in-ring chemistry with? Is there a particular wrestler that you really feel like that you have great chemistry with, and you can go in any storyline or anything and just tear the house down with an opponent?
You know, that's a really hard question. I feel like there's so many people that I have amazing chemistry with. Like, you take a guy like CM Punk, for example. We've never had a singles match outside of the first match we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And that was him first match after 7 years.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, now that he's got his groove, what would we be able to do, you know? But there's a lot of guys. But then you got Ethan Page, where, you know, I credit Ethan Page for a lot of my career, you know, and also guys like Brody King, you know, but even, for example, I wrestled Christian this past Saturday, and, you know, this is his first match since last November, and I feel like we had amazing chemistry. So it's like super unpredictable, but you know, those guys that I kind of like listed off, man, I feel like I've had so much lucky, you know, chemistry with people in AEW to help set me up for success. You can't, you know, you take Cody, for example. My first match in AEW was against Cody, and it's just, I had good chemistry with him. You know, it's really fun, you know, to I have good chemistry with MJF, man. I have good chemistry with a lot of people, but I'm just, you know, I'm excited. That's the whole goal for me, is to be, put me in the ring with anybody and I'm going to have a kick-ass match. Like, that's the whole goal. So
AllElitewrestling.com is where you can get your tickets. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Gas South Arena in Duluth. It's going to be dynamite. There's also going to be a taping for Collision as well. And then this Sunday, All In from Wembley Stadium, 80,000-plus people. That will take place on Sunday. Darby Allin joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Darby, I would say don't, you know, do anything crazy or foolish or, you know, anything like that, but I know I'm just speaking to a blank wall. Like, I know you're going to let it all hang out, and I really appreciate the time. And, listen, continued success to you, man. I'm really a fan of yours, and, you know, listen, I enjoy your work, and continued success down the road.
Thank you, sir. It's going to be a blast tomorrow night in Duluth. It's going to be exciting. So,
absolutely. Thanks, Darby. And you can follow Darby on his personal Twitter page, at Darby Allin. And again, he's got that unique charisma about him. I really do. Like, there is something about him that, you know, you can't sometimes put your finger on it, but fans really respond to the Darby Allin. And he's had some terrific matches, you know, in AEW. Like I said, that match with MJF a couple years ago that started the pay-per-view was fantastic. So we'll see. And tomorrow, and you can get your tickets, AllElitewrestling.com. Get your tickets for tomorrow night. All right, when we come back from the top of the hour, be the flyover, we will hear from the head coach and Drake London, Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.